بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our fifth session. Reading from Manhaj Yawmi لطالب العلم, a daily routine for the seeker of knowledge, by Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and the commentary of our Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muslim al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahumullah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. In tonight's session, bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala, we're going to take the remaining points from the second section of this advice, yani the section that deals with the manhaj that a Muslim should have with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And previously we mentioned in the first section, the manhaj with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 4 points. And tonight, inshallah, we're going to be taking the second and third points from the manhaj with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to be reading from the middle of page 30 in the English translation and near the top of page 36 from Arabic. That's what we're going to be doing tonight, and in completing what remains from the manhaj with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before doing that, inshallah, we'll quickly review some of the points that we discussed last week from the first point of the manhaj with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from questionnaire study guide for lecture number 4. The first question being mentioned, the first advice given by the author, rahimahullah, yani al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, under one's manhaj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first advice given under the manhaj with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thailand. Naam. That a person give precedence or preference to the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over every other created being. Over every human being. And also to give preference, to give precedence to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah over every other guidance and sunnah. The second question, memorize a hadith which proves the necessity of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than any other human being. Naam, Zakaria. من والده ما شاء الله جزاكم الله خير. يعني the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swore by the one in whose and in his soul no one of you has complete and perfect iman until يعني the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to him than one's parents, children and all of mankind. And this hadith is reported from Anas ibn Malik, collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The third question, discuss the discourse between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Umar radiallahu anhu, which further supports this point. Which further supports this point. Naam. The discourse that occurred between the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Naam, Ahmed.
Umar wrote to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him, I love you more than everyone except myself.
Yani the Umar, when he heard the hadith that was just mentioned, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I love you more than everyone except my own self. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, what? What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him?
No, not yet. Your iman is not complete until you love me more than yourself.
Not yet. By Allah, your iman is not complete and perfect until you love me more than even your own self. Umar radiallahu anhu then said what?
I love you more than yourself.
Then, in that case, coming to know that, yani that's what Allah has legislated, then yes, I love you more than my own self. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded saying, Al-an, ya Umar, al-an. And now, your iman has become complete and perfect. Question number 4. Memorize ayah 331, yani Surah Ali Imran, 31st ayah, which Allah revealed as a hakima, a judge, of the sincerity of those who claim to love Allah. Yani as a judge over, yani judge of the sincerity of the people who claim to love Allah. Tayyib, mashallah. You're blocking my view over here, but we're going to allow you tonight because it's nice for you to be up front. Mashallah. Fadl. Qul in. I don't think anybody heard you except me, but it's okay. You got it, mashallah. Okay, who wants to translate this ayah for us? What is the meaning of what he just said? Naam. Allah will love you. MashaAllah, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Naam. Yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, and to those people who claim they love Allah, say, if indeed you love Allah, then follow me. Then follow me. And if that's the proof of the sincerity of your real love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result of that, Allah will love you. And, yani, from the benefits of it is that Allah will forgive you your sins. Allah will forgive you your sins, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. Naam. The fifth question is from the tafsirs that we read during last week's session. That's not from the book. So a person should have been taking notes or went back somehow and went back to check. But the answers, these are not from the text of the book. Question number five. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, says that this ayah, 331, rejects the mere claim of loving Allah unless and until a person, Naam Zakariya. Unless they are following the Sharia, yani the Shar' Muhammadi, yani the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he added to that and ad-Din al-Nabawi fi jami' aqwalihi wa af'alihi. Yani a person is not truthful in their claim to love Allah unless and until that person is following the legislation that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, the Deen, yani that he came with. In everything, in all of their speech and in all of their actions. Question number six is from the second tafsir. Al-Imam Sa'di, rahimahullah, says that this ayah contains mention of the obligation of loving Allah along with three other things. Its signs and two other things. What are they? Yani that this ayah contains mention of the obligation of loving Allah along with the sign of a person's sincere love of Allah and two other things. What are the two other things? Contains an indication of the truthfulness of a person's love of Allah and this is the sign, yani the sign of a person's sincerity in their claim to love of Allah, and also he said it also contains their Yusuf Aqidah and Ibadah. Faith, the tafsir of As-Sa'di is available. It's available online, free. You can buy it in the stores, it's translated, everything. We should have went back to the tafsir if we didn't take a note. Naam. Okay, fruits too. He mentioned, yani, alamat, and he mentioned natija, and he mentioned thamarat. Yani, the alamat, yani, the sign of a person's sincere love of Allah is the following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The natija, the result of their loving Allah, truly loving Allah, is what? That Allah will love them. And the, yani, fruit of, yani, truly loving Allah is that Allah, yani, would forgive them. And this is actually the final question discussed where these three things are mentioned, yani in this ayat of Allah. Yani these three things are mentioned, the alama and the natija and the yani thamarat is mentioned, where Allah says, yani the sign is that following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the result, the natija, is that Allah will love you, and the fruit is that Allah will also forgive you your sins. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. These are some of the things that we discussed in last week's session, and tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to continue with the second section of the manhaj with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I just want to mention, just very, very quickly, to kind of put things in focus. I want to mention that, and the time, as you know, is very, very short, so I don't want to take a long time to mention this, but I want to say that it appears to me that what Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen mentioned in these three points is, number one, yani the most important thing. The most important thing, the asl, the foundation of your relationship with the Messenger of Allah is giving precedence to love of Him over everyone else. And that requires also following His Sunnah and His guidance. The second point that he mentions is, what is the manifestation? How do you manifest that love, that giving preference to the love of Allah over everything else? It is taking the Prophet ﷺ as your imam to be followed. He's your example. He's the model. And the third point is, yani if Allah gives you success in that, in loving the Prophet ﷺ more than any other human being, and in taking him as your imam, what must you then do? That's the third point. Then you must share that with others. And you must call to it. And you must support it. And you must defend it. So this is the outline of what Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen has mentioned in these 3 points of the manhaj with the Messenger of Allah. If a person didn't memorize the literal wording of what he said, this is what we should know. The asl is that you give preference to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over everyone else. And the manifestation of it, yani how do you implement it? You take him as your imam in your worship and in all your dealings with the people. And the third point then, if Allah gives you success in doing that, you have to call to it. And you become obligated to share with others and not just keep it to yourself. As we say all the time, person is salih, has to take it to the next step and be a Muslim. It's not just about being righteous yourself, but what about the rest of the people, your family and your neighbors and your friends and the rest of the society, rectifying the society. So this, with this being said, inshallah, we're going to read from in English. I think we're going to be beginning with the second point on page 30, near the middle of the page, and in Arabic on page 36, near the top. Yani, the commentator, that is Sheikh Abdul Razak, he says, Qala rahimahullah, yani meaning, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen said, number two, أن تتخذه إماما لك في عبادتك وأخلاقك بحيث تستحضر عند فعل العبادة أنك متبع له يعني لي مسنجر الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكأنه أمامك تترسم خطاه وتنهج نهجه وكذلك في مخالقة الناس أنك متخلق بأخلاقه التي قال الله عنها إنك لعلى خلق عظيم سورة القلم. And then finally he said ومتى التزمت بهذا فستكون حريصا غاية الحرص على العلم بشريته وأخلاقه. So Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen in this second point, and after recognizing the need to show love, to give preference to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over everyone else and over every created being, he said that the next thing is that a person be diligent and eager in taking him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as your imam. And تَتَّخِذَهُ إِمَامًا لَكَ. And that taking him as imam is in two areas of your life that covers everything in your life. Your relationship with Allah and your relationship with the creation. Your relationship with Allah and your relationship with the creation. Taking him as your imam in your ibadat, in all of your acts of worship. Yani in your relationship with Allah. وَأَخْلَاقِكَ. And also in your character, your morals and manners. Meaning in your relationship with the people. Taking him as your imam in your acts of worship, in your relationship with Allah. And taking him as your imam in your character, and morals and manners. And you're dealing with the people. How do you do that? He said, بِحَيْثُ تَسْتَحْضِرُ عَنْدَ فِعْلَ الْعِبَادَةِ. That a person calls to mind. Yani focuses on the reality. Thinks about the fact that at every time of worship, أَنَّكَ مُتَّبِعٌ لَهُ. That you are following the Prophet ﷺ in that act of worship. You're following him in it. Doing it the way he did it. In every aspect of it. You are مُتَّبِعٌ لَهُ. Every act of worship, you recognize, you call to mind that I must be following the Prophet ﷺ. وَكَأَنَّهُ. In detail he said, كَأَنُّهُ مَامَكَ. It is as though he's in front of you. And he's standing in front of you. تَتَرَسَّمُ خُطَاهُ. And you are following him, tracing his steps, step by step, walking in the same way that he walked, meaning acting the way he acted, doing what he did, exactly the way he did it, specifically. وَتَنْهَجُ نَهْجَهُ. And following his path, his methodology, following his way. Then he says, وَكَذَلِكَ فِي مُخَالَقَةِ النَّاسِ. Likewise, also, by calling to mind, having in the forefront of your mind, in your interactions with the people, in your dealings with the people, calling to mind, أَنَّكَ مُتَخَلِّقٌ بِأَخْلَاقِ. Calling to mind that you are, yani, this being, you are actually acting in a manner, yani, that is in, yani, the same character and manners of the Prophet ﷺ. That you are acting with the character, with the manners, with the conduct of the akhlaq of the Prophet ﷺ, which Allah said about it in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That indeed, definitely, certainly, the Prophet ﷺ, you are upon a very high standard of character. very high standard of character. We're going to look at, inshallah, a little bit of the tafsir of this particular ayat. Finally, the Shaykh says, وَمَتَا عَلْتَزَمْتَ بِهَذَا. So whenever a person يعني, adheres to, sticks to, make it obligatory upon their self to do this, that is to take the Prophet ﷺ as your imam in every act of worship and in your dealings with the people. Whenever a person decides, yani makes it incumbent upon them to do so, فَسَتَكُونُ, then as a result of that, that you will find yourself diligent, to the highest extreme of diligence, eager, yani to seek the knowledge of his sharia, yani how he worshipped, and his akhlaq, how he dealt with the people. Yani when a person takes the Prophet ﷺ as the imam, they will find themselves being diligent of necessity. How can you take him as the imam in your worship and in your dealings with the people unless you know how he worshipped and how he dealt with the people? Therefore, a person will find that they will, if they are sincere in that, they will find themselves being diligent and seeking the knowledge of the sharia of the Prophet ﷺ, how he worshipped, and the akhlaq of the Prophet ﷺ, how he dealt with the people. The Shaykh Abdul Razak, in his commentary concerning this point, he says, هَذَا الَّذِي أَشَارَ عَلَيْهِ فَدَّلَّ عَلَيْهِ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمُ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. He said this, which the author, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Thaymin, rahimahullah, is pointing to here in this second point, taking the Prophet ﷺ as your imam in worship and in your dealings with the people. He said this is indicated in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 21st ayat. It definitely, indeed, you have, there is for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent example, model to be followed. There is in the Messenger of Allah the uswa hasana, the model, the example to be followed for whoever has hope in Allah and in the last day. For the person who believes in Allah and they believe in the last day, he's the example then. Person believes in Allah and they know that there's accountability, this is your model. This is your example. And who remembers Allah much. Here, I want to just look at this ayat just quickly because we don't really have a lot of time. But Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, from the important, very, very important points that he mentions in this ayah, he said that this noble ayah is a aslun kabirun fi ta'assi bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi aqwalihi wa afa'alihi wa ahwalihi. Yani that this noble ayah is a great, important foundation in terms of taking the Messenger of Allah as your model, as an example to be followed. This is a foundation, yani, point here, this ayat. Taking him as your model in what? In all of your speech, in all of your actions, and in all of your circumstances, in every situation or circumstance. He's the example for everything in life. In our relationship with Allah, and in our relationship with the people. In our speech, in our actions, in every situation or circumstance. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, in his commentary also gives yani, some important points, and I'm going to try to go through them quickly because of the yani, the time. Allah musta'an. He says, the scholars of usul, of the fundamentals, they use this ayat as a proof that it is, yani, that using the actions of the Messenger of Allah is a proof. Yani, looking at the actions of the Messenger of Allah is a hujjah. And that we should follow his actions. And that the asal, the origin, yani the basic principle is that the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ follow him in ahkam, in legal rulings. They follow his example. Except where there's a sharia dalil that points out that something is, yani ikhtisas, that there's something particular and specific to the Prophet ﷺ, to the exclusion of the other people. In the absence of that, he's our example. His actions are to be followed. Then he says that the model or an example to be followed is of two types. There's a good model, uswa hasana, and there's an evil model, uswa sayya. So as far as the good model, it is in following the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. So that the person who takes him as an example, who takes the Prophet ﷺ as the model to be followed, that person will be traveling upon the path that leads to honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is as-sirat al-mustaqim. As far as the evil example, the example of following other than the Prophet ﷺ, in that which contradicts what he came with to us, then this is the evil example, and it is like the saying of the disbelievers when the messengers invited them to follow the messengers. When the messengers invited their people to follow their example, and they said, we found our people following a certain way, and we're going to follow their way. The Shaykh, he closes by saying, هذه الأسوة الحسنة إنما يسلقها ويوفق لها من كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخرة. Yani that this good example, this good model of the Prophet ﷺ, the only people who will be following it and who will be giving success in following it are those people who have hope in Allah in the last day. And that is because of what is with them, the iman that is with them, and the fear of Allah, and the hope for His reward, and the fear of His punishment. It is because of that which is with them, of iman in Allah, and hope for His reward, and fear of His punishment, يَحُثُّهُ عَلَى التَّأَسِّي بِرَسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is what will encourage a person. This is what will encourage a person to take the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم as their example. Shaykh Abdul Razak, he says, after mentioning this ayat, فَيَجِبُ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِمَامًا إِمَامًا فِي الْعِبَادَةِ وَإِمَامًا فِي الْأَخْلَاقِ. And it is obligatory upon every Muslim to take the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم as one's imam. Yani, your imam in worship, in your relationship with Allah, and your imam in al-akhlaq, in character, in manners, in dealing with the people. For indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla has completed and perfected the maqam of ibadah, yani the station of ibadah, He has perfected it for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, there is no one who is more complete and perfect than the Messenger of Allah in worshipping Allah. Then how can we take an example from anyone other than Him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed and perfected the maqam of al-akhlaq for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the station of akhlaq, character, manners and morals. He has completed it for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَا أَكْمَلَ مِنْهُ خُلُقًا. So there is no one that's more complete and perfect than him in character, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. And then he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The Shaykh mentioned this from Surah Al-Qalam, 68th Surah, 4th Ayah. And he mentions that as the second part of the imamah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we take him as our imam in our dealings with the people, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, he is upon a very high standard of character. A very high standard of character. Briefly, from the tafsir of this ayat from Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he mentions two sayings about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Four narrations. Three of them are from Aisha radiallahu anha, and the other one is from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah. May Allah be pleased with him and his father. In the narration from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, Ibn Kathir says that Ibn Abbas said, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. It means, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى دِينٍ عَظِيمٍ وَهُوَ الْإِسْلَامِ. Yani the meaning here is that you are upon a magnificent deen, that is, yani al-Islam. The meaning of the Prophet ﷺ being on a high standard of character means that he is upon a magnificent deen, that is Islam. In the various narrations from Aisha, there's the saying, yani Ibn Kathir mentions from Sa'id ibn Hisham, in one of the narrations he mentions from Qatada, from Sa'id ibn Hisham, that he asked Aisha radiallahu anha about the character of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, and she said, أَلَسْتَ تَقْرَى الْقُرْآنِ. Yani, do you not read the Qur'an? Yani, you want to know about the character of the Prophet? It's the Qur'an. Do you not read the Qur'an? He said, yes, I do. She said, قَالَتْ فَإِنَّ خُلُقَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ كَالْقُرْآنِ. Yani, the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the morals and manners of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, was like the Qur'an. In the other narration from Sa'id ibn Hisham, that is reported by Ibn Jurayr in his tafsir, He says that Sa'id said, I came to Aisha, Umul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anha, and I said to her, inform me about the character of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said, Kana khuluquhu kal Quran. And his character was like the Quran. Do you not read the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim? And this narration is mentioned by Ibn Jarir, and it's also reported in the Sunan of Abu Dawud and the Sunan of An-Nasa'i. The third narration from Aisha is reported by Al-Imam Ahmed from Al-Hasan Al-Basri, rahimahullah. He said, I asked Aisha, radiallahu anha, about the character of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. And his character was the Qur'an. What was the character of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Qur'an. It was the Qur'an. And the scholars have mentioned yani much more concerning this, but for the sake of time, I'll just close with what he said concerning the meaning. What does this mean? His character was the Qur'an. Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he says, the meaning of this is that implementing, imtithal al-Qur'an, yani implementing the Qur'an became his natural disposition. Yani his character was the implementation of the Qur'an. And he left off, yani whatever was his yani natural disposition before that. Then he says, the meaning of this is that whatever he was commanded with in the Qur'an, he did it. And whatever he was prohibited from, he left it. And this is in addition to whatever good character the Prophet ﷺ was naturally upon, even before the revelation, like al-haya, being shy and modest, al-karam, being generous, al-shaja'a, being courageous, as-saf wal-hilm, yani pardoning and forgiving and being forbearing, and all of the other righteous characteristics. He says, and this is confirmed in the Sahihain al-Bukhari and Muslim from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, I served the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 whole years. Not days, 10 years. He never said to me, uff. Yani, like an expression of displeasure. Never expressed displeasure about my service for him. He never said to me about something that I did, why did you do that? And he never said about something that I failed to do, why didn't you do that? In 10 years of a boy serving the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ never said a word of displeasure with him. And then he says, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and then he says, وَكَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ خُلُقًا. And he was the best of the people in character. After this, the Shaykh says, Shaykh Abdul Razak, after mentioning this ayat, yani from yani the author mentioning it, he said, so if a person takes him as their imam, فَإِذَا اتَّخَذَهُ إِمَامًا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يَعَنِي. What does this mean to take him as imam? This is what we need to know. What does it mean to take him as imam? Shaykh Abdul Razak says, أَنْ يَكُونَ مُتَرَسِّمًا لِخُطَاهُ مَنْ اِعْتَمَّ بِهِ. That a person follow the footsteps of the one that they have taken to be their imam. سَائِرًا عَلَى مَنْهَجِهِ. Traveling upon his methodology, his path. مُقْتَدِيًا بِهِ. Taking him as an example, following him as an example, imitating him in whatever he does. مُقَدِّمًا لِقَوْلِهِ عَلَى كُلِّ قَوْلٍ وَحَجِّهِ عَلَى كُلِّ حَجٍ وَسُنَّتِهِ عَلَى كُلِّ سُنَّةٍ. And given preference, precedence, yani the first place ahead of everything else is his speech over everybody else's speech. And his guidance over every other guidance. And his sunnah over every other Sunnah. The Shaykh, he said, again, because this is important, because this requires implementation. This is not theoretical information, this is what we actually have to do. Taking him as imam requires, it means that a person follows exactly in the footsteps of the one that they have taken as imam. And they travel upon his path, his methodology, in doing things, how he did it. And they follow him, they imitate him, take him as an example. And they give preference to his speech over everyone else's speeches, speech and his guidance over every other guidance, and his sunnah over every other sunnah. The last point of the manhaj with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Shaykh says, al-amru al-thalith fima yata'allaku bima yakunu ma'a rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third matter which is connected to how one should be with the Messenger of Allah. What it should be our manhaj, our methodology with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, an yakuna da'iyan li sunnatihi nasiran laha mudafian anha. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى سَيَنْصُرُكَ بِقَدْرِ نَصْرِكَ لِشَرِيَتِهِ. Yani that a person should be a caller to his sunnah. And they should be a supporter of his sunnah. And they should be a defender of it. Yani that a person should call to the deen of Allah, to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And they should also support it, help it, aid it, assist it, in whatever way possible, and they should defend it. And then the Shaykh says, فَإِنَّ. As a result, in consideration of that, he said, why should a person do this? Because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you to whatever extent you support his sharia, his deen, the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani if a person has been given success to recognize the need to take the Prophet ﷺ as their imam, and Allah gives them tawfiq in doing so, the Shaykh says, then they must call to it, and they must support it, and they must defend it from those who attack it. Because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you to the extent that you support his sharia, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Then the Shaykh says, his commentary on this particular point, Shaykh Abdul Razak says, فَإِذَا وَفَقَقَ اللَّهُ لِلْإِعْتِمَامْ بِهِ وَالْإِحْتِدَاءِ بِهَدْيِهِ وَالسَّيْرْ عَلَى مَنْهَجِهِ وَتَرَسُّمْ خُطَاهُ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهُ وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْهِ فَأَوْصِلْ هَذَا الْخَيْرِ لِلْغَيْرِ وَكُنْ دَاعِيًا لِسُنَّةِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم مُعَلِّمًا هَذَا الْخَيْرُ لِلْآخَرِينَ وَكُنْ نَاصِرًا لِلسُنَّةِ وَدِينُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مَنْصُورٌ بِكَ وَبِدُونِكَ وَلَكِنْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ لَكَ أَنْ تَجْعَلَ حَيَاتَكَ نُصْرَةً لِدِينِ اللَّهِ وَإِلَّا فَالدِّينُ مَنْصُورٌ بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ ذُلْ ذَلِيلٍ ولكن من الخير لك أن تجعل من حياتك دعوة لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونصرة لدينه صلوات الله وسلامه وبركاته عليه. This is the end of what the Shaykh says. He says concerning this matter that if Allah has given you tawfiq, if Allah enabled you to take the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as your imam, if he has given you success to follow his guidance and to travel upon his path, his methodology, and to trace his footsteps, yani follow in his path exactly, then it is incumbent upon you to convey that khair to others. And the Shaykh, he used the fi'l amr here to indicate that it's incumbent upon us. This is not something that is just nice to do. Rather, when Allah has given you success to this point, then a person has to also share it with others. Yani, convey this khair, this deen, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to others. And be a caller to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be a teacher of this khair that he brought to others. Be a teacher of it, teach others. Call to it and teach it to others. And be a supporter of the sunnah. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be victorious, mansurun, with you or without you. With you or without you. And Allah has promised that his deen is going to be victorious. That's with you or without you, the Shaykh says. However, it would be good for you, min al-khayr laka, and it's in your interest that you make your life to be in support of the deen of Allah. Deen of Allah is going to be victorious with your support or without it. But it will be better for you that you be of those who support his deen, who call to his deen, who support and defend this deen. This will be good for you. Otherwise, the deen of Allah will be victorious. Bi'izz azizin aw dhul dhalilin. Yani it will be victorious by the honoring of a honorable person or the disgracing of a disgraced person. And these words are actually from a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ narrated with different wording by two different companions of the Prophet with authentic narrations. We'll come back to it just briefly. But to close the statement of the Shaykh, he said, this deen will be supported. However, it will be good for you that you make part of your life to be, yani, in calling to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and supporting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Shaykh al-Uthaymeen closed this point with, yani he closes the point with saying that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you to the extent that you support his sharia, his deen. And this point here, that Allah will support you, that's why it's in your interest to support the deen of Allah, to call to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to defend the sunnah. Because he said, Allah will support you to the extent that you support his sharia. And this is indicated in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muhammad, 47th surah, 7th ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Yani if, O you who believe, if you support Allah, meaning support the deen of Allah, by learning it, because you can't support it without knowing it, by learning it, and by acting upon it, and by calling to it, and defending it. If you support the deen of Allah, then Allah will support you, and Allah will make your feet firm. The last thing that we want to mention here is the statement alluded to by Shaykh Abdul Razak, when he said the deen of Allah will be, yani, victorious. فَالدِّينَ مَنْصُورٌ بِعِزْ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ ذُلْ ذَلِيلٍ. This is narrated in, as I mentioned, a few narrations. One of them from Al-Miqdad ibn Al-Aswad radiallahu anhu, which, yani, this wording that the Shaykh mentions here is contained in that hadith. And in another narration, a similar narration from Tamim Ad-Dari radiallahu anhu, also he mentions from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam similar wording. In the narration of Al-Miqdad radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَبْقَى عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ بَيْتُ مَضْرٍ وَلَا وَبْرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ كَلِمَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ بِعِزْ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ ذُلْ ذَلِيلٍ. Yani there will not remain a house on the face of the earth, whether it's from the city dwellers or the desert, Bedouins, yani the people who live in the cities, or the people that live in the desert. There will not remain a house on the face of the earth. And most of the scholars said this is a general statement, yani, similar to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will make his deen superior, yani, in the earth. He said that there will not remain a house in the earth except that Allah will enter into it the word of Islam, yani, the deen of Islam. Bi'izzi azizin, yani, by the honor of the honored one, or by the disgrace of a disgraceful one. إِمَّا يُعِزُّهُمُ اللَّهِ فَيَجَعَلُهُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Either Allah will honor them by making them from the people of Islam. Allah will honor them by making them from the people of Islam. أَوْ يُذِلُّهُمْ فَيَدِينُونَ لَهَا. Or he will disgrace them, in which case they will have to submit and surrender and comply anyway, by force. Some of this hadith is reported by Al-Imam Ahmad in the Musnad, and Al-Imam Ibn Hibban said that it's sahih, and so did Al-Hakim, according to the conditions of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and Al-Zahabi didn't, yani, contest that. It's also declared to be sahih from the contemporary scholars, Al-Imam Al-Albani and Al-Imam Al-Arnaut. In this hadith, the scholars said, in brief, in the last moments that remain in our time, the scholar said in brief that the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter the kalima of Islam, yani the deen of Islam, in every home in the earth, from the city dwellers to the desert dwellers. He said the meaning of this, bi'izz azizan, meaning that Allah yu'izzuhu Allah biha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a person honored by Islam because they accepted it. Because they accepted it. Because they surrendered and complied. Or He will humiliate and disgrace a person. Yani Allah will disgrace them because they refused. Because they rejected. Because they refused to comply. In which case, the Prophet ﷺ said, in which case, فَيَدِينُونَ لَهَا يَعْنِي يُطِعُونَ يعني, so in that case, يعني, they will be forced to comply. يعني, by war or by being taken captive, they will be forced to comply. يعني, until they comply with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated, willingly or unwillingly, they will have to comply one way or another. And this meaning is contained in the saying of Allah in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 33rd Ayat. Saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولُهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرُهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who sent His Messenger with the right guidance and the religion of truth, so that it may overcome every deen, even though the mushrikun, yani the pagan disbelievers, even though they hate it. And Allah is going to make His deen superior. The deen of Allah will be victorious with or without you and me. It's in a person's interest then to comply, to submit, to surrender, to learn the deen of Allah, to act upon it, to call to it, and to defend it. In which case, yani, Allah will honor a person. And whoever rejects it, they will be disgraced. The last point that I want to make, and the time is at its end, I just want to remind us of a very yani, famous saying. At least in the old days it was famous, before maybe many of you were around. It's still probably present today. I know it used to be said, I don't want to say we said it, but it was said for sure, that the Prophet ﷺ is a walking Qur'an. Qur'an yamshi ala al-ard. Even the Arabs said it, and say it until today. And even though some of the scholars said it's not something that's haram to say, if what is intended by it is that he applied the Qur'an, that he complied with Allah's commands and avoided His prohibitions. But the idea is a dangerous idea that a person might misunderstand, especially when you consider the important point of our aqidah, that the Qur'an is not created, that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah, kalamullah ghayru makhluq. And the Prophet ﷺ is a bashar, a human being. In light of this, it will be better then that a person describe the character of the Prophet ﷺ as it was described by those one who knew him best, Aisha radiallahu anha, kana khuluqul Qur'an. And then explain what is meant by it. Yes, he complied with everything that Allah commanded, and he avoided whatever Allah prohibited, that he was pleased with what was pleasing to Allah, and he was displeased with what was displeasing to Allah to the end of it. And this note is that a person be cautious in the language that we use in reference to the deen of Allah. That whoever uses the Sharia language that came in the Quran and Sunnah will be safe. And whoever uses other language is subjecting themselves to harm. Subjecting themselves to harm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success. Yani in giving preference to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over every other human being. Manifested in taking his guidance yani over every other guidance. And his Sunnah over every other Sunnah. Yani implemented by taking him as our imam, as our imam, in our relationship with Allah, in every act of worship, in our relations with the people, in our conduct and morals and manners, with the people that we deal with every day. And realizing, recognizing the favor of Allah upon us in guiding us to Islam and giving us success to know the Sunnah, the pure Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the correct aqidah. And that a person is living upon that. This is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his gratitude is manifested in sharing it with others. And he being from those who call to this sunnah, who support the sunnah, who defend the sunnah. And he who learn it first and act upon it and then call others to it. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any questions or any comments or corrections, inshallah, after we pray, inshallah, we're gonna sit for those who are not in a hurry, and have some refreshments, and we'll have some discussion at that point. But right now, before the adhan is called, if there is yani a slip of the tongue, something that I said unintentionally, if there's something that I said unintentionally or mistakenly, please, we can correct it now before we depart. Before people leave. Naam. Otherwise, inshallah, we'll have some discussion after the salat bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And in the time that remains between now and the iqama, and the time for the iqama has been extended. So between now and then, it is a good opportunity for us to utilize this time in that which will be pleasing to Allah. And that is in dhikr or du'a or salat, and also being conscious of not disturbing other people in the masjid. And keeping our voice down so as not to disturb somebody else. If we have to talk to somebody, just talk in a low tone, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And this is the way it should be all the time when we're in the masjid. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khair. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grants success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone. And that He recognize, record and reward our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He grant us al-thabat, steadfastness upon Sirat al-Mustaqim, until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And may He grant yani a speedy and quick recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, and fill their graves with light, and make them spacious, and admit them into His paradise, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief from Himself. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant protection from Himself for the Muslims, men, women and children who are being persecuted, who are being slaughtered, who are being murdered in Palestine, in Yemen, in Sudan, in Syria, in China, in Burma, in India, wherever in the earth the Muslims are being persecuted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them relief from Himself. Ameen.